that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit that.
Chimwits, Chimwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Chimwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Chimwits.
So, Ryan, can you think of what I'm thinking of? And it's the first time in a year and a half that the Chimwits did this.
What?
Try to think.
First time we did what?
Something, or didn't, or more so did not do something.
I don't know. Is it related to the episode?
Not to, nope.
I don't know.
It was the first time in the history of the Chimwits that we posted an episode late because of me.
Oh, no, it's not the first time. We've done it before.
When have we ever posted an episode late?
Once or twice we've posted late.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you mean by late? Because we always posted on Monday, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. We've done it before. Yeah, no, so we've done that.
So,
it was the other time was because of you too, but <we've done it.
laughs> so yeah. we apologize. There was a late episode that had that's come out.
Yeah.
So we apologize that it came out a day late. It had been a crazy weekend for me, and I wasn't able to get Ryan the files. So
yeah. No, it's fine. It was a holiday.
Oh, that's right. That's right, because it was a holiday. No, nope. All right. So everyone just ignore what you just heard.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So anyway, what do we got on tap for today?
So we all know how big the supplement industry is. It's just gotten huge. It was big when we were first working out, but it's just exploded into so many, you know, so many different aspects of life. Yes, there's the fitness supplements, but now there's health supplements, there's hormone supplements, there's all sorts of stuff, and we have a really awesome guest. She owns a supplement company, and she really talked about how her supplements are like the the Mercedes of supplements, the really high-end, really nice supplements.
Cool. Yeah, no, should be fun.
She was cool too. Like, she'd written a couple books, and you know, talked to us about some interesting things. And guys should definitely enjoy this.
Yep. All right. Well, without further ado, Heather Havenwood.
Hey everyone, we are here with Heather Havenwood, and she is a fantastic guest. She's a successful entrepreneur. She has her own supplement company. She's written books, and she's a bodybuilder. So, Heather, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Ryan. It's gonna be fun. Or is this Justin?
Yeah. This is Justin. This is both of us. We're the Chimwits.
I just call you like RJ. Is that better?
RJ works fine.
All right.
So, Heather, what initially sparked your interest in health and fitness?
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's an ongoing. I'm an entrepreneur, so I found early in my, I guess, entrepreneurial career that your body and how you treat your body is completely correlated to how you treat your business, right? So, I work from home. I have for the last 10, 15 years, but I have a regimented workout. Like, it's in my calendar, right? So this is where, when I work out, I leave. I'm not available for clients. I'm not available for anything. It is set in my schedule. And I think it's a really critical piece. Like, if I was going to work, that's what my workout is. It's at that time. And I learned about almost back in 2004 and 5 that the more regimented I was on my workout, the more regimented and the more successful I was, it correlated to my business, right? It's just like, oh, I just got to sit here and make money. And you can't go very far with that. You've got to break. First of all, you got to break the concentration. That's the first piece. But when you are focused on the internet all day, which is just all called headspace stuff, right? Head stuff is basically, then you can go work out, and then it moves you into your body and lets all that go. And that's where what I call ideas spark. So health and nutrition is a huge part of my life. And then now I'm engaged to a chiropractor who's a bodybuilder. So now it's even a bigger part of my life at this time.
So I've tried to subscribe to that same kind of philosophy of kind of scheduling the time and forcing myself to stick to it. And I'm in the fitness industry, and I found that that's incredibly hard to sometimes manage. Do you find yourself cheating, or are you 100% successful with sticking to that?
It's 99.9%. Unless I'm sick, like even sometimes I would go to the gym sick. It is such a routine for me that when I don't do it, it feels awkward. Yeah. So during the holidays, we intentionally took a week off. We didn't work out intentionally, and it felt awkward and weird and like, oh, something's missing, you know. So when it becomes a strong habit like that, it's not something we force. It is literally feels like when we don't do it, something's wrong.
In fact, that it's funny that you say that. That's something that the gym wits that we preach all the time. Don't make working out, health and fitness, something you do. Make it a part of your life, because it won't feel like a chore going to the gym. It's just something that you do. It's just part of your life. So don't make it something. Don't think of it as something that you do. Make it part of your life. It's something that you just do without even thinking about.
Well, people do that with Starbucks. It's what they do in the morning. Yeah. Right. They go, they make it part of their life every day. Hey, hi. You know, people know them when they walk in, like cheers, you know. And so it's the same thing when we go to work out at the same gym every single time, at the same time every the days. We have a set schedule.
Yeah.
And we see the same people. You know, we see the same exact people. Now we see people we don't know. But I mean, we've been there going there for 2 years, and I can walk in and know the same people because they have the same regimen.
Yeah.
You know. And I think that's a really critical piece. There's about 5 or 10 people in every single gym, because we change gyms around depending on the day and the times of the day.
Yeah.
And we see the same people when we go in the same time. We see the same people every time because they have the same regimen. And I think that's, so we're normal.
So tell us a little about your kind of foray into bodybuilding. It's like, how did that, what caused you to kind of go from kind of normal fitness routine to becoming a bodybuilder?
So before that, I was... for years, I had trainers. I did a lot of Bikram yoga. I did a lot of functional training, kickboxing. And then I got really, I had a trainer for almost 7 years, and it was a lot of functional training, right? So I wouldn't say CrossFit, but functional training, right? So did that. I really enjoyed that process. And then I started dating my fiance, Dr. Don, and he's bodybuilding. Like old school, right? So we started dating, and he got me into bodybuilding, and now we work out together sometimes 5 days a week, but at least 3 days a week we work out together. And on my 40th birthday, like the actual 40th birthday, I did a figure contest. And people always ask me, what did you do your 40th birthday? I'm like, I got all tanned up, got in stilettos, and got in a tiny bikini and asked people to judge me on my 40th birthday. That's what I did. And then I had a cocktail the next day, right? So that's what I did. It was more for me to get out there. And, you know, it's one thing to work out. It's another thing to get in a tiny little bikini and stiletto heels, walk across the stage, and literally ask people to judge your body, right? That's a whole nother level for people, especially for women. I think more so than men. Men like to... show off their abs, right? Women are like, oh my God, I'm showing my butt. oh my God, my butt's not as good as her butt and all that. We compare ourselves way more than I think men do. So it was definitely challenging. And that's how I got into it. And so we've been doing that ever since.
So it sounds like you and your boyfriend have been successful as a workout team. But in my experience, that doesn't always work. So what can you tell us about couples working out? How do you make that successful? Are there times where it just doesn't work out? Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so a couple things. So first, I have a dating business where I teach men how to talk to and communicate to women. Okay, so I come from a particular view. That company's called datingtriggers.com. So when we started dating, Don and I started dating, he was typical guy. He's all boy, right? And big guy. And you walk into the gym, and he's one of those guys that all the guys are like, oh, my God, like, you're amazing. Like they just like bow to him. So it was definitely a new experience. We started working out first just because we were dating. And then I would, of course, ask him for advice or something. And he would train me like a dude, we'll do that. You're doing it wrong. You know, and it started to hinder our relationship because, I love this guy and he loves me. But like, it's kind of that old adage to golfers. Golfers don't ever try to teach golf to your significant other or your wife. Never going to work. Yeah. Never going to work. Now, once she learns and you learn, y'all could play together, but you can't teach her, right? So I got that little advice from the very beginning. So when I went on my decided to do the NPC contest, I immediately got an outside third party trainer. Third party. Mm-hmm. Completely not him. And that definitely saved a lot of fights. But you have to understand, Dr. Don's a chiropractor.
Yeah.
He's a bodybuilder. By the time he was 17, he was powerlifting 825 pounds. Yeah. He's a monster. So even though I got a third party trainer, which was great, like they would give me what to do. I'd still work out with him, but they would give me what to do. So I download it, right? And I go to the gym and I'd be like, honey, you go do your thing. And I'm going to go do my thing over here. We're both doing legs today. But of course, he would grab the paper and be like, I don't really agree with that. Like, you should be. You know? So I'm like, no, this is my trainer. You know, so yeah, you have to learn to compromise. What I also learned quickly is that we might be doing the same exercise and we're there at the same time. We start together. You know, 1 o'clock on Mondays is our leg day. We start together. We try to go leave together at the same time, not get ahead of each other. But we're not doing always the same actual exercise. We're not always doing the same thing. I mean, he does leg press. He puts 15, 45 pounds on each side, right? I can barely get two. All right. So he's going to do way different. It's going to take him longer because he's got way more weight he's doing. So things like that, I just had to learn. But now we are the couple at the gym. People are like, oh, y'all are so cute. You know, it's and what I find funny is I will watch guys who I could tell they just started dating somebody or something, like they're not married, they're just dating, and they'll bring their newest girlfriend and they'll try to like teach them. See, the girls are like rolling their eyes and they're like, really? Or they're making them take a 20-pound weight when they should be doing like a 10.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, oh, you could do it, honey. They're like, oh, you know, I'm like, you're killing her. You're
That's
breaking
so
her back.
Funny.
So, and the girl, because they just started dating, you're like, I can do it, you know. So I find that interesting. I always tell people, if you guys want to work out together, that's great. But don't be her trainer.
Do you ever see it the other way around, where it's the girl who's more into working out and she's bringing her new boyfriend and trying to get him fit?
Rare.
I've seen that,
you know,
too.
I've not seen. Have you seen that? That's rare.
Definitely. You have to. It happens. I'm actually of the belief, and it's a little controversial, I actually think that women are now more fit than men. I think that
they are.
There are more women that consistently go to the gym. Like, yeah, maybe you know, there's more men that are bodybuilders or athletes, but I think in general more women are fit than men. Numbers wise, I can't back that up with any statistics. That's just what I've noticed. So I have seen
socially,
that
yeah.
where there's women that are very fit and they're bringing their new boyfriend and trying to get him into it. And it's really interesting when you see that happening.
Here's the problem with that happens. So let's say they do CrossFit, like they're a CrossFitter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens is, even though she might be bringing him, what happened, because this happened to me, this is not true. It happened to me years ago. I was really into CrossFit and functional training.
Yeah.
And sitting together, I brought him because I wanted him to be part of it. Okay. And he doesn't work. He didn't work out much at all. And this is, I worked out 4 days a week, right? So I'm over there like doing crazy stuff. Well, he felt like, because he's the guy, he had to compete with me.
Mm.
Now, I didn't think that. To me, I'm just glad he's there. But in his head, he's like, I got to compete. She can't be better than me. Right. Yeah. She can't. Of course, I'm the man, right? So he was doing stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, he should be doing that. He hasn't worked out in like weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's like, I can't move. I'm like, well, why did you try to compete with me? Well, I have to be better than you. I'm like, oh. So, you know, that does happen. Sometimes that even happens with Don, who's like, oh, I did that better than you. I'm like, why are you trying to compete with me? Like, that's crazy. That's nuts. I'm not trying to compete with you, you know? So I think that's a part of it. It's a psychology thing.
Sure. So aside from being a bodybuilder, you're also a successful entrepreneur. Could you tell us about that? What's your business background? When did you get into it?
Wow. I've been an entrepreneur since 2001. My first business plan online was 1999. My first internet marketing course was 1999, University of Texas at Arlington. Can you believe that? I know, back in the day. So I have a master's degree in online marketing from Full Sail 2011. I've been building online businesses, building and some lot failures too. I think I've failed more than I've succeeded, definitely.
Well, you know what Oscar Wilde calls failure, right?
What was it? What's he call it?
Experience.
It's true. It's true. No, it's absolutely true. Sharing this with somebody else. I mean, imagine if you met an NFL football player, okay? And he said, I've never been hit. I would not want to have him on my team, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know how to get hit, in football, which means you're playing the game, right? Then you don't know how to do anything in football. No, you don't know how to hit, you don't know how to run.
You're right. It's like that. That's why everyone wants me to teach them kickboxing, because I get hit all the time.
Right, exactly. You know how to get, I mean, when I was doing kickboxing, the first thing they taught me is how to get hit. You know, we're going to teach you how to get hit. I mean, yeah, there's actually an art to getting, you know, quote unquote hit. Yeah. Same thing with NFL football. In entrepreneurship land, if everything's going perfect, you're not playing hard enough.
Yeah.
Right. So I've had a lot of experience. I've gone through massive bankruptcy. I've lost everything in 2005 and six, completely had a complete financial loss and had to start all over again from scratch, from nothing, from no credit, nothing, no help. So you learn that it's more than just, oh, I have an idea of a business, to this is who I am. This is the journey I'm on. This is literally who I am as an entrepreneur. It's way different.
Wow.
So that's where I'm at now. So I have multiple businesses. I have E2Lab.com. That's the company that Don and I created. He's the chemist. He's this like PhD in chemist stuff. I don't even know. He goes into like, he can take the word testosterone and then take all the different things and underneath it and explain it, and organic chemistry, like it would be on my brain. I just ask him, what does it do for people? Okay, I can market that. Right? So, you know, and then, so what happened is these are the products that Don created that I was on during my transformation a couple years ago. And so I said, we really need to get these products out there. And so I'm the one that built the site and all the internet marketing, online marketing. And then he's the chemist behind the products of E2Lab.com. So it's a nice synergy. We also have a weight loss company here called SkinnyBeam.com. He is a chiropractic and weight loss company here locally in Austin. I have my dating triggers, and then I have my coaching program. So we're really serial entrepreneurs in all sense of the word.
Do you have time to breathe?
Yeah, right here.
What are some of the supplements that you guys put out there?
So a couple things. The cool thing about our products, and it is really about, they're non-GMO, vegan, right? They are gluten-free, and they are liquid. All our products are liquid or creams. All of our creams are bioidentical hormones, testosterone, anti-aging, HGH, progesterone, estrogen, DHEA. They're bioidentical hormones. And bioidentical, what that means, and again, I'm a marketer, I know layman's terms, right? I'm not the doctor. Sure. What that means is it's the same cell, it's basically the same cellular construct of what is currently in your body, versus if you went to the quote unquote the MD, they might give you synthetic.
Yeah.
Synthetic testosterone, synthetic progesterone, not good, right? It's synthetic. It's not actually what's currently in your body. We also, it's cream, so it goes in, doesn't go through your liver. You don't take a pill. It goes onto your skin. So it goes right to the skin and goes right into your body. So Don takes a testosterone, and before he works out his legs or his chest, he'll actually put it on his chest, put it on his arms before he works it out. So it goes into the muscle, right? So, that's how we got started. That's what he would do. And then the liquid products, I mean, there's all kinds of range, but my favorite one is the Ultra Slim Cleanse. The Ultra Slim Cleanse, I love this product because it gets rid of candida in the blood. And candida is a yeast. Candida causes all kinds of stuff in the body. It causes inflammation. It causes what I call the pudginess, the little fat across the layer of your muscle. That's like a fat. It gets rid of all that, right? And so it helps release the candida in your blood, not in the gut. Right. There's what I call poop cleanses, you know, we call them, right?
Yeah, of course.
This is a blood cleanse. Okay. And candida feeds on sugar. So let's say you go on a diet and you're like, oh, I need sugar. That's the candida literally saying, yo, like I need to like to feed myself here. That's the candida. And so if you get rid of the candida, you don't have that craving anymore. It's crazy. I don't have craving for sugar.
And that's interesting. Because I just very soon go back on it. I was on a diet called I don't like to call it a diet, but that's what I was eating. It is a diet for all intents and purposes. It's called the Whole 30. So it was basically no sugar, no dairy, no gluten, again, things like that. And for the first few days, I was really going crazy. I was not feeling well, you know, until my body acclimated to it. So something like that could sound really effective for a diet of that nature.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you had been taking, if you had done the same diet and then been taking the Ultrasound Cleanse at the same time, dramatically would have craved, what I call curved that craving, and taken that out of the system, right? Because again, candida is a yeast. It just grows and grows and grows and grows. And people wouldn't say to me, oh, well, I don't eat sugar anymore. I go, did you eat sugar when you were 10? Did you eat sugar when you were 15? Probably. Then it's in your body. Until you get rid of it in the blood, it is in your body. And it's just hanging out waiting to eat whatever, right? So this cleanses it. And now I do ongoing. What's interesting about it, you have a fun little, this is a fun little test. You ready? It's a fun little test. All right, so here you go, guys. This is the candida test. How do you know if you have candida in your body? Ready? So candida is a yeast, right? And it goes towards dry, wet, dark places at night. So here's what you do. Before you go to bed, you put a glass of water next to your bedstand. Okay. Tell your honey that you're doing this. So she's not like, what's up with the water in the nightstand? Anyway, so you do the water in the nightstand. And then right when you wake up, before you kiss your honey, before you lick your dog, whatever, okay, you do, before you brush your teeth, any of that, you spit in the water. You spit in it. And then you do your thing. You come back a couple of minutes later. If the spit is dropping like icicles, it was like dropping, okay, you have candida because your spit's supposed to float. Okay. So if it's dropping like icicles, you've got candida in your body.
Hmm. Interesting.
There you go. There's your little free test.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah. Everyone should do that. Now, is on the site, is there literature about these supplements so people can read up on them? And if not, is there anywhere else where you would recommend reading up on some of the supplements and some of the, you know, the ideas and the, even I know that you don't know about the chemistry behind it, but just where people can sort of look this stuff up, see what they're taking.
Yeah, absolutely. So you go to e2lab.com and each of the supplements has a video of Dr. Don sharing.
Great.
Right. So and that's a big piece of that, because what would happen is he would be repeating himself over and over and over again. So I'm like, let's just videotape you so you don't have to do this over and over again. So we videotaped him on all the products, explaining them, how they work, don't work. The differences, all that kind of good stuff. And you can find them on YouTube as well under Dr. Don Salyer. He's a YouTube channel, but they're all there on the website itself. And check out about Dr. Don Salyer, because it's a picture of me and him. And people always ask me, oh my God, is that picture Photoshopped? I'm like, no, there's no Photoshop. And he wasn't on a diet then. And people go, well, how is he so ripped? It's because he's always on these products. Right. So he's just constantly on them as maintenance. And so that's why he's like ripped.
How do you spell his how do you spell his last name?
If Salyer.
Okay, got it. Great. So now one question over the past few years, I mean, or longer than that, ever since we've been in the
decades.
Yeah. The supplement industry has always kind of gotten a bad rap, and in many cases rightfully so. So how do you kind of separate yourselves from the pack, you know, in that way?
Well, great question. So when we first got into the business, I looked at that world, you know what I'm talking about, like, yeah, that there's a world there. And I know a lot of people in that world that do the trial offers, let's just call it, and the funnels, and they're getting their pills at $4 and $5 a bottle. Okay. Which is, I mean, if you know that industry, that's actually where they're buying them at. Yeah. Okay. Our products are liquid. There's only one manufacturer that we work with in the United States that even does this stuff. It's high potency liquid products. I mean, you can't go to any manufacturer. And our costs of one bottle is 6 times, if not more, than the average supplement guy. Right. So I'm in a lot of masterminds, and they always talk to me, hey, Heather, you know, you need to really lower that cost and do more of a funnel. I'm like, I'm looking for a different market. The people that are buying our products, they're the people that understand that health, you can't go back on.
Yeah.
Health is important, and they're willing to spend money on their health, true non-GMO, vegan, potent products that are true to their nature, non-pharmaceutical, non-synthetic, that will literally change their life, not just a pill to make them feel good, not just a colon cleanse. Like, these are products that will literally change your entire chemistry of your body to health. And a balance, rebalance, and detox your entire blood system so you're never sick. I mean, ever since I've been on these products, I've never been sick. I don't get colds. I don't have allergies anymore. I haven't gotten the flu. I mean, years, like 4 years. And it's not because I'm you know, unique and I just stay away from people. It's that these products, my body's completely, what do you call it? I would call balanced and no toxins. And when you detox your body, which is challenging today, it's challenging. When you detox your body is naturally well, right? So that's what these products are for. So yeah, our products start, one bottle of 4 ounces is $75. That's our lowest price point. So you're looking at a product line that's the Mercedes product line. You know, it's
like
the
boutique supplements, really.
Boutique. Yeah. We're not doing trial offers. There's no like buy one, get one free. There's no, you know, $35. Our minimum for any of our creams, any of our liquids is $75. And that's the lowest we can sell it.
Yeah.
Because it costs so much to manufacture.
Yeah. Well, you know what it does and you know how well it works and that's what it's got to be, right?
I mean, I cover the internet marketing space. So I know that a lot of people that you know probably. We have a lot of people similar there. And I'm very clear when I created this, we have a catalog. We take the time. We have free consultation. I realize it is the Mercedes, if not the Rolls Royce of supplements. I'm clear that we're not going after mass market. We get people from like, you know, California who are in their 50s going, you know, I want to look better. I want to feel better. I want to get off these synthetic medications. How do I literally detox my body and have an ongoing health and wellness? Like it's literally healthy. That's who we get. People who are willing to invest money into their health versus can I just take a pill to feel better?
Of course,
right?
We always say
it's a
what
different mindset.
Sure. And we always say what is more worth it than putting money investing in your body? Is there anything else more important? That's health is everything. There really isn't.
It's just I can't tell you the cost, especially as an entrepreneur and Don's and obviously business owner. If we're sick, I mean, if we are, it could take us out and lose us money. So it's really important to have the clarity of the mind, clarity of the body. And when our body is in alignment, then our brain can actually think. You know, and I'm not, neither one of us take any prescription drugs, believe it or not. Can you believe it?
It's great.
We don't run on anything. This is what we're on every day. So it's a different mindset. And so he works with people. He's got a metabolic program. He calls it a metabolic fat loss program where he works one-on-one. You know, he does the full blood work panel for people and then works from there and says, okay, this is where you need to be an optimal detox and optimal health. Right. So, and he has clients that have a woman whose grandmother didn't work out. She was on diabetes medication, all kinds of blood thinners, all kinds of stuff. She was 65. She had been really overweight. I'm talking like really couldn't even walk overweight for many years, most 20 years. She went on his metabolic program, didn't work out because she couldn't. She could barely walk around the block. And she lost 75 pounds.
Oh, that's amazing.
And she got off all her synthetic medications because the doctor literally did the test 3 times and said, well, it looks here that you don't have diabetes anymore, but I'm just not really sure about that. So why don't you come back, you know, made her come back. And she's like, the tests come back negative, you know. And so it's really complete. Her whole life has changed. I mean, she's off all synthetic medications. She feels amazing. Now she's lost over 100 pounds, but that was the first 90 days. And she's a different woman. You know, so that's – you can't put a cost on health, right?
No, absolutely not.
Cost on health.
So it's funny. Recently – not too recently, but maybe a year and a half or so back, I had recently broken up with my ex-girlfriend that I was with for a few years. For me, it was a long time, 3 years, 3.5 years, something like that. And I became fascinated in with dating and, quote, game stuff and this whole thing. I'd always been fairly successful with women. I feel that the girls that I've dated in my life have been really, really good people. Like, I don't have any ill will towards anyone I've dated in the past. I'm very proud of that. But I sort of wanted to really get into meeting someone that I was really crazy about. So I started, and of course, I'm a guy just meeting more women and just expanding sort of my horizons with that. So I started doing some research into it, and I found the whole it's like diving into this world of information. There's so much out there, and it was really fascinating. And there's a lot of different ideas and it's funny that a lot of women and men actually share the same beliefs that are very counterintuitive to what you've been told or what you've thought growing up and what you see in movies. It's really fascinating. So now you wrote a book called The Game of Dating and How to Play It, a rule book for divorced men stepping back into the game. What got you into that? And could you, what are some tips for, you know, a divorced man or someone who's just gotten out of a long-term relationship getting back into the game?
Okay, so thanks for asking. And I love the fact, by the way, I love the fact that you said, you know, I'm good with women. Like, oh, well, I'm good.
Not so, great. not great.
Oh, okay.
Not great, good. But good.
Good. Okay,
not,
good.
Not
okay.
Great, but good. Like, I've had good, really good people, I believe.
I find that really adorable in a loving way. So I'm not going to cut you out on it. But I just want to, so in the counterpart of that, I would never hear a woman say, like, I'm good with men. Like, yeah. Yeah, I could, like, it's very counterintuitive, so I find it adorable and loving. I'm giving you love over there, I promise.
Thank you.
So how this all kind of happens, I have a website called Only Date Younger Women, and my product's called Dating Up, and it's really focused on teaching men how to date younger women. And the reason that came about was because I used to travel the country full time, 7 years, literally with men. All right, we would travel the country doing seminars, real estate seminars, and over a period of time, sitting in the minivan and breakfast, lunch, and dinner over and over and over again with the same guys, week after week after week, after a while, you know, you can't talk about business anymore. You start talking about sports. That gets boring. Then it goes to women, right? So they always talk about, oh, this girl, she's crazy. I'm like, well, what happened? And I start, like, talking them through it. Like, well, this is what she's really thinking. This is what was probably happening with her. Here's what you do. Text her this or call her and say that. And they come back the week later. Oh, my God, that worked. How'd you know? You know, I'm like, well, because I'm a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realized that, like, we think differently. Women think differently, right? And so men over there, like, men always have this conversation. This is generalizing, of course. Women are crazy. Oh, you guys are crazy, dude. Right. So here's my little aha. Right. All women are crazy. Mm. Okay. There you go. Blanket. Now, the difference is, men, is you want to date and marry maybe a little crazy girl, but you don't want to date and marry a psycho. Now, here's the difference. A crazy girl might scream and go crazy. She might throw a plate. Psycho, she'll slash your tires. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. You don't want to date or marry a psycho, but, you know, just realizing that women are emotional and we have emotions is not crazy. It's just kind of normal, right? So as long as you understand that, then you won't freak out about that. That's the first thing. Second thing is, in the dating after divorce, I realize a lot of men, they've been married for 10, 20 years or 15 years, and they may have probably met their girl, they met their wife, ex-wife, when they were in college, right? They didn't have anything. Maybe they had, like, a car. That's all they had. And they met them while they were hanging out with their buddies, drinking a beer, right? Now they have kids. They have a house. They got a mortgage. They got insurance. They got maybe two houses, whatever. They have stuff they have to protect. Then they also tell me that, like, I don't even know where to go. Like, I don't go to bars anymore. I'm at work all day, or I come home and pick up the kids and go to soccer, right, or something. Like, where do I do this thing? And then they are automatic as, oh, I need someone, like, smoking hot and younger, not someone my age. Well, here's a couple things. One is, the younger you go, the more drama you're going to bring into your life, bottom line. Because dating a woman who's 20, she might be smoking hot with great boobs, but the more drama you're going to bring into your life. And when you have a life, like things and a career and kids, and you have a routine, a 20-year-old doesn't do so well in that kind of space.
No.
So just as long as you know that, okay, you want to hang out and cook and have dinner, just hang out and cook at home and have a nice dinner. She wants to go party potentially. Right. So just know that. And I always tell men, feel free to date younger. That's fine. But is it really the age, or is it just her mindset you want to change? You want something changed. You want a new person that you can have different kinds of conversations with in a different mindset. That could be someone your same age or maybe 5 years younger. And the other piece of that, nowadays with generational differences, someone who's 10 or 15 years younger, that's at least one to maybe one and a half generations difference. And that's a huge shift nowadays, right? Generational shifts are different. So you have to think about that as well, how they are brought up, how they are viewed, how they view things in politics in the world. It's very different from someone who's 40 today and 20 today, right? versus someone who was 40 10 years ago and 20. It's just a different time, right? So you just think about all those different things. So that's what I talk about, and how to find, how to attract, how to communicate with women to find the woman that you want.
Interesting. So now here's a good question. What level of, quote, game is really necessary? So when I used to date back in my 20s, I was fairly timid. Like, I was not very aggressive sexually, and I didn't, like, I would show girls that I'm interested, but I wasn't the man about it. And when I started getting back into it, I learned to be, what was told to me was to be more dominant, more aggressive, and not in a creepy way, obviously, but just to showing your interest. Don't be afraid of showing that you are sexually interested. Mm-hmm. And also not to show too much interest and things like that, because too much interest turns a girl off. And it's funny because it worked. All those tactics worked, but it almost the girl I'm seeing now, it actually, those sort of habits I started teaching myself actually almost destroyed that relationship. And that's the one I really wanted. And the other ones I didn't really care about, but all those strategy was worked. So it's like, now I'm like, well, what's really going on with, you know, with the girl I'm seeing now, just being nice and honest and not trying to be any, you know, play any game. That's what worked. You know,
so a couple things. I'm going to reword the language for you. And the language you're speaking is what we call typical pickup speak.
Pickup or player, like that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's tactics with that work. I'm not saying they don't work, but they work to a point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they work to a point. And then, like, once you grow, what I call grow older, right? It could be 25, it could be 35. You're at that point, you're like, I want more. I want a partner. I want someone that I could, you know, do things with. Okay. Once it's out of just the pickup range of just like hooking up or whatnot, once that the person moves to that space, those things don't necessarily work, right? Because the other side, the female, is growing up too.
Yeah, sure.
And she's like, I want more. I want authenticity. I want communication. So what I would say to men is tap into your inner, what I call hunter. Back in the day, right, years and years ago, right, it used to be the hunted. The women would stay home, whatnot, and the men would go hunt for to bring home to the woman and show off their hunt, right? What do we do now? Bring home like an iPhone? You know what I mean? Like, so but the innate nature is still there, just because we have technology and iPhones and there's no more like going out and getting a lion. That desire is still present. And it's still something that's desired in the woman. She might be able to articulate it like I'm articulating it, but it is things you hear, things like, why is they not man enough? And he didn't really go after me that aggressive, you know? And there's like, well, I'm confused. You want me aggressive but not assertive? And I'm all confused. So that's where all that comes in.
Yeah.
And women today, we've had a hard time communicating what we want. And then we have the society. What I mean by that is like Hollywood or what you see on sitcom. You show a very demasculized guy.
Yeah.
Girl runs him over all the time or whatnot. And so in today's sitcom versus different, like at the Huxtables days, I remember like the different shows, the 50s and the 60s and the 70s sitcom was very different than the today's sitcom. Right. So, and that's how people get their view on how to be, believe it or not, is they watch movies or they watch sitcoms. Or that's what women want. Or they don't want, or whatever. And what's really going on is that if men could just tap into their inner hunter, right? And the hunter is they're hunting for survival, hunting to show for a woman, right? The desire and the pleasure of the attention from a woman, ultimately, okay? Bringing home the bacon to the woman, right? When they can tap into that on a modern way, they're going to be able to shift that for themselves versus move thinking about assertive, aggressive, dominant. What do I do? You know, it's like tap into their inner hunter of going after what they really want. Right. Because a woman will always go with the man who knows where they're going.
So now to sort of tie it back into what we discussed in which is fitness, how important is it for a man to be fit? And I don't necessarily mean like a bodybuilder, but just to, you know, show interest in, you know, going to the gym, being healthy? And at what point does either a lack of fit or does a lack of fitness become a deterrent where a woman might look at a man and say, and I'm not just talking about if a man is overweight and unattractive physically, but where a man's health or lack of fitness might be a deterrent where a woman says, I don't want to date this guy because of his health?
Sorry. I will answer it this way. And I'd love to come back on and have this conversation. I have an entire test that someone could take that's called select Women Wisely. And it's basically a test where you think of the person, think of the woman, an ex, and I'll go through it with you. It'd be fun. And then you basically go through and say they're this or they that, this or that. And what you're looking for is to see if they have low self-esteem or high self-esteem. And in this little test, I actually have it open right now on my desk. One of the tests is, or one of the questions you ask yourself, are they a chronic TV watcher? Or are they, you know, not just watch TV here and there? Are they a spectator of life? Or are they actually playing the game? And that is a behavior they do in everyday life that shows if they have a low self-esteem or high self-esteem. And no matter how good looking they are or smoking hot body or big old beer belly, doesn't matter. If they are not taking ownership of their life, which is a high self-esteem behavior, you, the other partner, cannot change that. You can't change their self-esteem. You can't. I can't change your self-esteem. That's internal with yourself, right? I can't change that. So sometimes you realize, I went through this myself, every ex I've ever had, and I realized the relationships that were the most rocky were because myself or him at the time had a very low self-esteem of ourselves. And so it was like, it wasn't working, right? He's not a bad person. I'm not a bad person. It just like wasn't working, a lot of it because maybe he was low self-esteem at that time. He was chronically watching TV. He wasn't taking responsibility for his life. How do you have a relationship with that? And I'm over there like trying to like, get off the couch. You know, and he's like, I don't want to. That's something I can't change that. It's his personal behavior pattern, right? So once you realize that, you'll start to, one, work on your self-esteem, right? Then you'll attract someone of like mind. You'll attract the same level of the self-esteem that you're currently at. I can't change your self-esteem, but if you and I are dating, I can look at my own and see how I can increase my self-esteem, and you're either going to match me or we're going to break up, right? So that's what I would say to that.
Very interesting.
Not what you thought I was going to say.
Yeah, no, that's just, yeah. No, I was expecting something. Oh, yeah, you want to be in shape or this or that. And you're like, but it sort of brought it to a whole level of behavior, which is so important. I think that's really what it comes down to, right? Especially for a relationship to work, is your behavior in, you know, with both yourself and your partner and everything like that.
So someone who has high self-esteem, you know, they might not be a bodybuilder, but they're doing something with their body.
Sure.
Either yoga, absolutely, either whatever their thing is. But it's rare you find someone who has high self-esteem and they're not doing anything with their body.
Yeah, oh, it's so true.
That
right?
Gears
so,
into like narcissism. Generally.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, so I just find it that people that are high self-esteem usually are successful in life. And if you look at them, they have a more balanced life with their helmet, the wealth, their, you know, all of their pieces of their life. They're working out. They might not be super in shape perfect, but they're doing something, yeah. You know, they're like, oh yeah, I go to CrossFit 3 times a week. You know, it's not, I'm not perfect, but you know, cool. At least they're moving forward. So does that make sense? I hope
I think it's fantastic.
We did so many different directions today. I want to say this interview. So awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back on. Because it seems like we can just keep going.
Yeah. Love to come back on. I know we're still recording, but I'd love to come back on and go through this process called Select Women Wisely. And it's literally a process. And it's eye opening, right? Yeah. But I'd love to come on and share that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sounds awesome. Cool. All right. So, Heather, is there anything else you would like to add for our listeners?
Share your website, any social media, however you interact with people. We'd love to share that with our audience.
Awesome. Thank you. I'd love for you guys to connect with me on Twitter. I am very active on Twitter right now. It's H Havenwood is my, I guess we call it Twitter tag, as they call it. E2lab.com. Please check that out. Click on the videos. Listen to Dr. Dawn. Love for you guys to give me feedback. You know, what questions do you have? I'd love for that too. And then my main website is heatherhavenwood.com. And I have a podcast as well. Love for you to check it out. It's called The Win.
Oh, yes. We could have spoken about that as well. We didn't even get into that.
So yeah, feel free to check.
You're gonna have to come back. You're gonna have to come back again.
Thank you. That's it.
Awesome. Well, great, Heather. It was fantastic having you, and we look forward to speaking with you soon.
It was definitely a very fun interview.
Yeah, no, it was good. We've done three in a row, actually, that we recorded, and
some good ones.
Pretty good.
I really like how she didn't pull punches with the cost of the supplement. She's like, look, the supplements are expensive, but we pay a lot for them, right? We do not skimp on quality, so that's why we have to charge what we charge for them. Yeah. And she knows that it's not for everyone, but that for the people that are her, you know, her clients, her buyers, she, you know, that's who it's for. And she's proud of that, and she's proud to release a quality product.
Yeah, and I love that answer as far as like how it's how they're different from the rest of the supplement industry. I think that was an honest and real answer. So, you know, definitely you don't get that often.
Yeah.
So no, it was good. And I liked how it veered into dating, and you jumped on top of that.
Well, as you guys know, it was something that I had gotten into. I was studying sort of the dating world and the psychology of dating. I found it very fascinating. I noticed that it was similar to sort of motivational speaking that you might see in a corporate setting, and also very similar to some fitness motivation concepts as well. It's just interesting how the psychology of sort of going out and achieving something really, you see it over so many different fields, but much of the ideas are the same.
Yeah.
You never got too much into the whole motivational thing, like the way to approach it. Of course, with dating, there's obviously specific concepts and techniques within that, depending on what your goals are. Mm-hmm. But it's not too different from those other fields.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no, I didn't. So
it's like you're not much of a motivation person. Like your motivation is, well, if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah. And logic, I guess, is my motivation. Like my did I ever tell you my match motivation, which is what helped me with my wife?
No.
Not motivation, my strategy.
What was the strategy?
So as being a guy online, any attractive woman that signs up, they get flooded with emails. So you're just one of a million emails. So it's really hard. So the key was timing. It was as soon as they get on, like as soon as they signed up, you know, you just go for whoever's profile you like, but whoever you like, and they've also signed up recently.
Sure, the recent sign ups.
So and that was what happened. Yeah. She said I was like the first person that emailed her, but that's timing.
The first person that she did was, and that's her husband.
Yeah, so it's all timing, because otherwise, like, you're just one of a million people. So no matter how great you are, whatever, like if you're one of, or if you write an amazing email,
that's online dating tactics of how to write the email. They have people that
Oh, that doesn't matter. No, it's not even about like how you write it. It's just like timing, being the first person.
You have to sift through. Well, you know what?
Not always, obviously, but I just felt like that was my strategy. On that.
It worked. No, but I actually read that. That's a strategy.
Yeah. Okay.
Look for people that have just joined, or look for people that have just signed on. So they're right there.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't go to the bottom of their inbox.
Yeah. And it's probably different now. There's probably chat functions now. I don't remember there being a chat.
I'm sure there's things like that.
But yeah, no, that was the strategy I used. It worked.
That's what matters, right?
Yep. All right, I guess that's it.
Hope you guys enjoyed that interview. It was really fun to do, and I'm sure Heather will be back, and we'll be talking with her again in the future. Make sure to check out her. Make sure to check out all those supplements. As always, we'll leave the information in the show notes.
Yeah, all the information will be in the show notes. She's a great guest. Hopefully, we'll have her on again, and we'll get a little bit more into the dating stuff. We got lots of good stuff coming up. We got a dog person coming up. Mm. How are we going to tie dogs into fitness? I don't know.
Or is it going to be dog fitness, like working out for
dogs? Working out for dogs. We could make it whatever we want, I guess. We can ask about it. And then we potentially have a new gymwit, a possible new gymwit to help us with areas that we're not
experts in.
So we've got some nutrition stuff coming up. So as usual, if you have any questions, shoot us an email at thegymwits@gmail.com. If you have nutrition questions, like I said, we have a potential new gymwit, so send us some nutrition questions, because we can probably help with that too, because I tend to stay away from it. But that's it. As usual, rate us wherever you consume our website.
Download,
rate us on that.
Leave
on
comments.
Yep, comment.
Leave reviews.
Please. Yes. Helps us a lot. We're growing, but we need help to grow further. So that's it. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits. Mm-hmm.